Welcome to the Fish Nerds Podcast. It's the latest about fish, fishing, and eating fish. I am Dave.
And I'm Clay. Together we talk about fishy stuff that's happened to us, people we know, and other fish nerds we've seen. Anything is fair game. It's a good bet one of us is thinking about ice cream. Or both of us now.
So we got buckets of things to talk about today. We are going to discuss the end of season camp fishing.
Oh, good.
those camp memories. Then we're also going to talk about the Newcastle Striper Club.
Sounds like beer.
There was beer involved. That is true. Dialing in on white perch with a black widow.
Scary!
Micro fishing in Dudley Creek. Then we have Fish in the News, along with This Week in Fish Nerd Nation, and that's about it. So that's our bucket full of information, full of news.
And if you may have noticed, too, we haven't been recording in several weeks, and that is entirely my fault. So
it's entirely Clay's fault. So, Clay, I was only able to talk to him a couple of times over the last week, but I get these insane phone calls about the stuff that he's doing at camp. And I think it's a problem. I'm glad camp's over with because I was a little worried we'd have to do an intervention.
Oh, it's terrible. Camp's a funny place because, you know, talking about summer camp to people who have never been to summer camp is impossible. You can never explain that. What it is, it's this little insulated world. So all these people live from all over the world live in this one place. And you know, it's like 40 acres or whatever. Uh-huh. All your needs are met. Laundry, food, entertainment. And you become this little bubble. And the stuff you do there becomes more important than real life. So you stop paying your bills. You stop calling your wife. you stop taking care of your daily business because you're immersed in camp. And I was in charge of fishing. I run two programs. One fishing program. The other is called Call of the Wild. In Call of the Wild, this year I did Bear Grylls style survivor school. So I taught the kids how to make fires by rubbing sticks together. Successfully, we did it. We actually made fire.
That's truly amazing.
Really,
that's amazing.
Really cool. And the kids so excited about that. We made debris forts, made fishing spears, and that sort of thing.
Nice.
And then every day, you know, for three hours every morning, I got to take kids fishing on a pontoon boat.
Wow.
And then they gave me money.
Which is really awesome. And by the end of the summer, I would bet you got pretty good at it.
We were able to dial in. I was using, I'm going to jump ahead, but I'm going to skip ahead to the dialing in because the camp owns all these really terrible quality fishing rods. You know, the push button reels.
They probably Zebco 202s.
Exactly.
Probably.
They cost like 12 bucks a piece. The line they come with is the worst line on earth.
Right, they got the memory of an elephant.
Yeah. That's right. So you're fishing with those all day. It's just frustrating, untangling knots, trying to reline them. So I brought what's called a black widow with me, which is a 10-foot telescoping bamboo fishing rod. And you just simply tie a 4-pound test line to the end of it and a jig on it, tiny piece of worm, and you're fishing all day. No reels, nothing to hassle. And that stupid fishing rod caught more fish than anything else on the boat. And it caught little fish, you know, like little bluegills and pumpkin seeds. And it caught really big white perch and really good big bass, large and small, and even a couple of really big pickerels. So it was really fun. And watching a kid, I brought a 10-foot and a 13-foot rod with me. Watching a kid catch a 2-pound white perch on a 13-foot rod, with just a piece of string on the end, is one of the most fun things I've ever done.
Nice.
Because they can't do it. They just can't. And they want to see the fish, but they have to point the rod in the air. If they do that, they can't look down the water. So then they look down the water, and if the rod goes down, the fish swims away, and it's just really great. It's really, really fun.
But now, you know, if those rods – now, you got those rods someplace that they weren't very expensive, right?
Yeah, I was at last year, Walmart had that rod for $5.
$5.
And this year I was in Walmart in Newington, your area.
Oh, yeah.
And $10 for a 13-footer.
Wow. You know, if those were $200, we'd have to call them tempura rocks.
That's right. That's right. But but we're not that kind of guy.
No. Yet. No, we're the $5. You know, back home we used to call those Jayhawkers.
Really?
Yes, and I don't know if that's derogatory towards anybody. But
it sounds like it must be.
It does. It sounds a bit, you know, it's a bit racist, but I'm not sure what the race is. But anyway, Jayhawkers.
I'm gonna have to do a Google search on that one to find out. So, but it was really fun, and I got really good at finding the white perch.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Because I know when we way back when we started our quest, we tried to catch white perch in that place, and we couldn't do it.
Couldn't touch them. And right. Now the question is, and this might be a good fish nerd question: Will I find white perch in the winter in the same places they are in the summer?
I bet yes.
You think yes?
I think yes.
Then we need to go ice fishing there. Because I found spots where the white perch, where you would just, every time you line some water, a 1 or 2 pound white perch would come out.
Wow.
And they're so fun and so strong. And
Those are big perch.
They are huge, yeah. Yeah, we also found yellow perch that were pushing that same weight. And I'm convinced that if I had a scale with me, I would have broken the pumpkin seed record this summer.
No kidding.
There was so many big ones, and they all were over 10 inches long.
Wow. Yeah, wow, so, that's cool.
Yeah, so next year, that's the goal.
Nice. Yeah.
You ever go to summer camp, Dave?
I never went to, I went to band camp.
Oh, it's different. I also went to band camp. We have this thing at summer camp called Color War, and most camps have this thing. And it's the dumbest thing on earth. They break the camp into two teams, red and white team, for example.
Yeah.
The staff stays up from 10 o'clock until 2 in the morning for 4 or 5 nights, actually it was a week, prepping the camp for it, making banners and flags and making up chants and skits.
Wow.
They choose captains, and the captains lead the color war. And I got voted to be a captain.
Yeah, a big honor, I'm sure.
Oh, by a bunch of, you know, by a bunch of 20-year-olds. Voted for me to be their captain. And so our theme was the Masterminds. We called ourselves the Marist Masterminds because it was Camp Marist.
Oh,
which was
okay.
A Catholic camp run by a bunch of, it used to be run by a bunch of Catholic brothers.
Oh, so you couldn't be the Blue Devils or anything?
Well, you could have because I was on the bad guy team anyway. So,
oh, okay.
So we chose the Marist Masterminds, and the other team, mm-hmm. I forget what they were called. Who cares? But because
losers.
Well, I lost, but it, but I was. We had to use characters. And you dress up in costumes all week, and so I dressed up as Dr. Evil.
Oh, and, nice.
Well, I forgot something important. That a bunch of 10-year-olds and 6-year-olds don't know who Dr. Evil is. So I went all out, dressing up in this costume. And making myself look as much like Dr. Evil as possible, not realizing that it doesn't matter. So I was in this insulated camp mode. So I put on my gray suit and my gray pants and look in the mirror, and I have a problem. I've got my head is about 70% full of hair.
Yes.
By nature. 30%'s gone already. And I have a beard. So...
It just fell is all that happened.
Yeah, it's just over time. So I thought it'd be a really good idea if I'm going to be in character as Dr. Evil. I had to shave my head and my beard.
See, this is why I'm glad camp's over because I'm worried about you.
Yeah, so I did. I shaved it. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
I'll put a picture up. And my daughter dressed up as Mini-Me.
But did she shave her head?
No, my wife wouldn't let me do it. She put like an old stock. She put a stocking over her head.
What kind of lame kid are you raising?
Well, she was super cute. Super cute. And saved the day because our skit was so bad. So, and they're all, by the way, all skits are bad. This nature, anything called skit, you know it's terrible. But
yeah.
Ours was especially bad. But luckily, we had Mini-Me come out. She was at least cute. And that one won the day.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, lost the war, won the day. So color war. So feel free, if you're a real fish nerd, check out our Fish Nerd's Facebook page, and I'll put a picture up of as me as Dr. Evil, and you can see what an ugly head I have.
Wow, yeah. you gotta do that.
I'll do it tonight.
Wow,
it's terrible. So I used up several of our of our talking points already. So that's all I want to talk about camp for now.
Well, but I'm going to jump ahead because you also take your kids deep sea fishing.
Oh, with summer camp.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I do want to talk about that. I'm glad.
Yeah, and I knew you did.
We went mackerel fishing last week. And I on the boat, it's the strangest camp.
Yeah.
About in the last 2 weeks of camp.
Really? You're telling me this is the strangest camp?
Well, it's the only camp I've ever been working at. So I have no idea. I feel strange, but I guess all camps are weird. But
I don't know.
Almost all the kids are Mexican. Mm-hmm. With a handful of kids from Quebec and maybe one or two kids, you know, from New Hampshire or from the United States.
Yeah.
So okay. We went deep sea fishing. It was 15 kids, 12 Mexicans, two kids from Quebec, and I can't remember the rest. Wow. And so no one spoke English well. But we were paying for our deep sea fishing. I bought myself a sabiki rig, which is this, if you haven't seen one, they're a rig that have like six little glow-in-the-dark flies on them. And you put a heavy weight in the bottom and you just jig that for small fish. And one of the kids who was with me bought one too.
Oh, nice.
And so we got on the boat and we go out, you know, motor on out and we're fishing and no one's catching a thing. So this kid and I tie on our sabiki rig and every time our line went in the water, we pulled fish out. And I dropped mine all the way down to the bottom and I pulled six cod out in one drop.
Six cod?
Six cod in one shot.
Oh, my gosh.
On 6-pound test, by the way, my freshwater trout rod I was using.
So, wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Really fun. And it felt huge, but the fish were, you know, little cod. But
Did the other kid catch any of that?
Yeah, he got four at a time at one point. So I ended up with 29 fish in a short time. He had 22. The average on the boat, if you didn't count us, the average was one fish. So this kid and I are catching fish like crazy. Everyone else is watching us. And we're just high-fiving and cheering and counting the fish. You know, it was a mixed bag. You know, I was getting cunners and cod and pollock and mackerels. And I got one little tiny bluefish that was about 3 inches long.
Wow.
Yeah, really fun. Really great. Sabiki.
Wow. You're lucky you didn't get pushed over.
I know. And you want to talk about nerdy. I'm showing off. I'm like, I'm at 29. What are you guys at? One? Oh, really? Just one? Yes. Sucks.
Did you make anybody cry?
No, but I could have.
No? You probably could have, yeah.
Well, getting off the boat, there was some guy, man, my fish by the pound is really expensive. And like, it cost like $40 to go out in the boat, and then they got one fish. So it's a really expensive fish.
Yeah, so. And there were other people on the boat, not just the kids.
Oh, the kid. We had 15 kids on the boat, and there were about 75 people on the boat in total, and nobody was catching fish.
75 people? Wow.
It was packed, and nobody was getting fish except for me and that kid. And all you got to do is, you know, outsmart the fish.
That's right. I know. Yep. I know. Just, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and it goes to say, you know, everything we always tell people when you're fishing with kids or fishing, go smaller. And the sabiki hooks are these tiny little hooks. And the big hooks they were using for mackerel weren't catching the fish. But the sabiki was working for big fish and little fish. Didn't matter. So big hooks are bad.
Yeah, you know, I mean, big hooks are going to exclude fish, right? The ones that they can't fish.
That's
but
right.
Big fish can always eat a little hook.
That's right. Yeah. So.
So that brings us, since we're jumping all over the place.
Where the hell are we?
I have no idea, but I've been doing research because I think we're gonna launch a new article series called Fish Nerd Nation Review.
What?
And I know, it's big news.
You never tell me anything.
I never tell you anything, but it's gonna be great. And the subject of this one is mackerel, Atlantic mackerel.
Mm.
And so basically what Fish Nerd Nation Review is looking at videos and all the fish nerds out on the internet, what they all say about mackerel, and then bring it all together in a newspaper story that we're going to run in The Wire. That's a arts and leisure paper in Portsmouth. And
have you already pitched it to them?
No, but they'll love it.
Excellent.
But there, I learned so much about mackerel during the research. So I just wanted to take a few minutes here. So first of all, party boats, which is what you were on, also called head boats. Do you know why they're called head boats?
I'm afraid to ask.
Me too. I didn't look any farther. But anyway, they. But you know, it is a favorite there, and we could talk about your secret weapon of the sabiki rig. But then. Do you know mackerel are one of the few fish that keep you from going to hell?
No.
Yes. So
I would think all fish make you go to hell. Like it's
well,
if there's karma, I mean.
Well, have you ever heard anybody say "Holy mackerel"?
Yes.
Yes, right. Yes. That's a common thing, and it was actually made popular by a television show, or like in the 50s or something. But it's a substitute. For shouting Holy Mary.
Oh.
And, of course, that would be putting her name in vain if you yelled that.
Right.
Which I think probably takes you to hell. So that actually saves you. The mackerel saves you.
Wow.
And if you're a fish nerd, you'd say something like, Holy Mad Tom. Or,
right. You know,
yeah. Holy Mama Chop.
Mama Chop.
Like
I would
that.
Never say that. I would never.
But did you know... that mackerel is another name for a pimp. So, And you don't believe this, do you?
No.
All right. So there's a Dutch word that is makelaar, and it means peddler or broker.
By the way, you're Dutch. Spot on.
Thank you.
It's spot on. Yeah.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
In Europe. They actually call pimps, one of those slangs, is a mackerel. So, the you know, somebody's a mackerel if they can hook you up. And have you ever heard the term Mac Daddy?
I have, yeah.
That comes from mackerel.
Mac the Knife?
Mac the Knife, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, look at you.
And then the last little bit I learned is this little saying. Mackerel in the sky, 3 days dry.
What does that mean?
Ah, so if somebody
I'm
says,
already sorry I asked.
So if somebody says this is a mackerel sky, have you ever looked in the sky on some summer nights or winter, I guess, whenever, and you see those high clouds that are all kind of wavy and they look like fish scales kind of thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm humoring you.
I know you.
No idea what you're talking about.
But that's called a mackerel sky. And when you see that mackerel sky, it means there's a high front in and it's not going to rain.
Wow. Well, there you go.
There you go. So I that was our little bit. And this will all be in the newspaper article that is, I'm sure, going to run in the Portsmouth newspaper.
Well, I can't wait to write it. Hey, by the way, headboat. Called a headboat because it's a pay-per-head service. A charter boat, you pay for the boat fee. So it doesn't matter how many people you have on it. So head.
Nice.
So if you got 30 people, it's per person you're paying. Whereas, yeah, so there you go.
Very good.
I Googled it, and it wasn't dirty.
Very good. Phew.
I know. I thought for sure I was in trouble.
All right. So other things to talk about.
A lot to talk about.
I know there is. Well, I went out looking for squid.
Hey, did you get one?
No.
Disappointed.
And,
no, last year, by the way, you also disappointed.
I caught a squid last year.
You did?
I did.
You didn't tell me.
Unless you're talking about disappointment some other way.
Only one.
But I did actually catch a squid last year.
Last year.
Yeah. Right. But I went out this year. Nobody was fishing for squid. And I actually ran into sort of an informal club of guys that were fly fishing. Off a bridge.
Cool.
And the bridge, you know, they're like 30 feet above the water, maybe, you know, 20, 30 feet above the water, and they're fly fishing. Really nice guys. The guy's Justin, and the other guy's named Casey. Casey just got a new job, and rah, rah, rah. And,
rah, rah, rah. Go,
rah.
Go team.
But nice guys, friendly guys, and they go out there fishing every night in the summer. And they know everything about the stripers.
Wow.
And the main thing is that they say, look for the shadows. Like, so when the lights come on at night, mm-hmm. there are three shadows that are cast on the water, and they come from the railing. and the fish sit right in those shadows.
Acts like cover.
Yes.
Got it.
And you just get the, they use these flies, these, that imitate herring, clows or minnows. And, I actually didn't see them catch a fish, so I don't know if they were just full of it, but, it sounded good. That all sounded good.
You know, half of fishing is how well do you talk about it?
Right. So. And, they were talking good. So, good.
Me talk good. Yay.
But anyway, apparently the shadows, is, and he said one of the big mistakes people do is they walk right up to the water, like right up to the edge and look over to see if there's any fish. And that means you've cast a shadow out there and you've already spooked them.
Oh.
And he says you got to slide into the side. So if anybody is listening to this and wants to go out at night to look off a bridge to see if they can see any stripers, be sure to sneak up on them. While I was there, by the way, when it was still light, I saw about a 30-incher swim by.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's awesome. By the way, sneaking up on fish, I don't get it. I remember watching trout fishing videos of fly fishing guys. They crouch and they hunker down. They work their way up to the edge of the water. Cast out there, they talk about not spooking the fish. And then I go fishing, I stomp up next to the water, I'm coughing, I'm, you know, making all kinds of noise, got my kids with me. I tie a worm on, put a worm on the hook, throw it out and catch the fish. I don't know what they're talking about. The fish just aren't that scared of us.
They don't seem to be that scared. No. That is true.
And if they are, they forget in 12 seconds. Just stop moving for a few seconds and they're back because they're fish. They're just not that in touch.
That does seem to be true.
Yeah, but, fly fishermen, they like all that stuff. They, sneaking on the fish, matching the hatch. You know, anything they could do to make fishing seem like a hard sport, they're going to do it. But fishing is easy. Catching fish is simple. So.
That's true. Although they make it as hard on themselves as possible.
Well,
they
need
to fly line.
Yeah. They have to, because otherwise what are they going to do? Go home and then say, yeah, caught a whole bunch of fish today. It was super easy. Oh, yeah, that's not impressive. What'd you do today? Well, I had to tie a great ghost dom with a double tandem fly speckled trout weave.
With jungle cock hackle.
You said cock. And then grow up.
You've been in camp too long.
So, it's just all this stuff they do to make it hard. It's such an easy thing to do.
It is an easy thing to do. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think that takes us probably to fish in the news.
Oh, good. This is good news this week, too. Deet, 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 deet.
Very good. Yeah. Fish in the news. So, the news is I was looking at CNN, and there's this article, and the title is Scandinavian Skinny Dippers Warned of Testicle-Biting Fish.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And they got this nasty picture, and what happened is...
There's pictures?
Yes, there is a picture.
Oh, I'm afraid. I'm going to open the link.
Okay, open the link and look at the picture. It's what happened is somebody caught a pacu. And a pacu is a very common aquarium
yikes!
Fish that lives.
That's a scary fish.
That is, I know. To have
it's got like
of...
Oh my, it looks like my grandmother. It's so scary. It's got like choppers.
Yes, they have these big like molars in their mouth. These choppers that
I don't like this story.
They're from the Amazon. You'll like this story. They're from the Amazon. They're related to piranha. They actually look like piranha, but they're vegetarian.
Yeah,
and
testicles are not vegetables.
I know.
I don't know where you grow them, but it's not a veggie. I'm sure of it.
Well, according to the story, since the fish eats nuts.
Damn it. You're making that up.
No, I am not making it up. It's in the story. They said because the fish eats nuts and from the Amazon rainforest that actually skinny dipping free floating testicles.
Mm-hmm.
They say should be...
Pacu fish love crushing nuts with their powerful jaws.
And I don't know if that's somebody.
Sometimes can mistake the male reproductive organs for their favorite snack. I know I enjoy, like, snacks, too. I can't imagine that mistake.
I didn't take the time to research if this was founded or if some intern somewhere read that this fish eats nuts.
I think someone wrote this and says, let's try to get this on CNN. And they piled that out there.
And it succeeded.
I
don't buy it either.
But I'm not going to test it. Fish is so scary, but no way. You know, show me some. There's no evidence in that story, by the way.
No, there's no citation. There's no, you know, eunuchs that have been interviewed that said
eunuchs. That, you know. Some guy on there going, yeah, because I was swimming and I was just having a great time, and suddenly this thing came up and my voice changed. I don't know what happened. Like, just, I usually love fish. I hate fish. I hate pacus.
I like the idea of Hollywood getting a hold of this and doing a Jaws remake.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, with Hollywood, it would be 3D, first one out.
Right.
Paku 3D.
Oh, man. So, there you go. Yeah. Scandinavian skinny dippers warned.
And
you've been warned.
And in Scandinavia, it's so cold.
Well, that's, I suppose the testicles would.
I'm like, you wouldn't have it. They're not dangling. Like, it doesn't work. The story doesn't work. It's not true. It can't be true.
Can't be true. We're going to say it just can't be true.
I'm going to call that just a lie. Paku of lies.
We ought to send that into Mythbusters and see if they can bust
it. I don't like that story anymore.
I don't like that. Fish in the news. Okay. So that was fish in the news.
Wow.
I know. Pretty impressive.
Huh? Really impressive. Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
By the way.
This last week, not to say that, you know, climate change, some people say, it's not really the case and blah, blah, blah. Somebody caught a sailfish in Cape Cod Canal.
A sailfish.
Like you see down in Florida. And they were fishing, like, off these pilings. And sure enough, and the thing is huge. You know, the guy that was offshore, and the thing must be, there's a picture of it on the water, did an article on it. And, the thing's at least 5 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Did it bite anybody?
No, it didn't skewer anybody or anything.
Good.
It ended up dying, though. They couldn't get it. They tried. They have video of it all, and they tried to get it revived, and it wouldn't revive.
Well, those are big fish. I mean, imagine fighting that big fish in. That fish has got to be so wiped out by the time you land it.
Yeah, exactly. And they had to land it till it was just done. Otherwise, you know, they could get hurt.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. There's a picture of it on the we'll post the link, but there's a guy riding away on a bicycle, and he has the sailfish on the front fender. So sailfish in Cape Cod.
That's crazy
world.
Cool. That's good. Yeah. Come up with the great white sharks. Come up with the sailfish. Maybe they're friends.
I guess. Hey, you know, it's Shark Week on Discovery Channel. You don't know that because you were in camp.
I did, but I heard something about it, though.
One of the neat things about it is they featured great white shark research off of Cape Cod, off of Chatham, and they've developed a tag where they stick the fish with a tag, and then they release a drone, a robotic drone, that searches out that fish and follows that fish.
Wow.
And takes video footage of that fish.
Don't you think Discovery has jumped the shark with that?
With Shark Week?
Yeah, they've gone one too far.
Well, they went too far with Megalodon.
Yeah.
They did a fake documentary, and they hired actors,
a shark,
biologists.
Sharkumentary.
That's what they did. And they only did one little disclaimer, and then they did this whole big fake documentary about this prehistoric shark. And the Megalodon being an 80-foot long shark or something. and they actually made a giant humpback whale fishing lure. So this thing is like 50 feet long, and it's a humpback whale, and they're dragging it behind a ship.
That's pretending.
Yes, yes. And they were, you know, they was expecting this megalodon or I can't even say it, to swim up and bite it in half.
Wow.
And the cool thing is, they did chumming. They did power chumming using a chum cannon. So they had this air compressed chum cannon. They'd load it full of for a bloody chum and then blow it out the back of the ship.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was. It's an chum insane cannon. Thing.
I think if you were ever president and you go to war, skip traditional warfare, just go chum cannon.
Bring out the chum cannons.
Yeah. I think from now on, when I puke, I'll use that phrase instead of, because I've been looking for a new one. Now I've been like, okay, I blow chunks, I'm gonna vomit, I'm gonna hurl, get out the chum cannon. That just sounds better. That sounds cool.
It does.
Chum cannon. It's good. It's good.
All right. We're about done here.
How are we done already? Like half an hour in. Usually we're talking for an hour. And we're.
All right. Well, you've been in camp.
I got nothing. I'm so fried. So.
Fish Nerd Nation. By the way, I found a couple of fish nerds. Two guys, Alex and Carl, over in England. And these are like 15-year-old kids that go out every day, and they catch chubs. They catch rudd, which look just like golden shiners. And they catch barbels, which don't look like anything else that we have.
Right.
Barbels. Barbels. And totally cool, though. And really good kind of Euro-style fishing. We have some... you know, they're mixing up this complicated ground bait, and they throw it out there and end up catching what looks for all the world like a fall fish. But they're you know, they're big fish, and they're loving catching them.
They're huge fish. Gosh.
They are huge fish, and good camera work from Carl and Alex.
Yeah, we should take some lessons.
We totally need to take lessons, especially their YouTube channel has 3,700 subscribers.
Wow.
I know. That's pretty impressive for a couple of teenage kids.
I hope they're making money.
yeah, I hope so too. So, but yeah, that's in the Facebook. They're at 1,800 likes.
No kidding. So,
yeah,
good for them. Yeah,
they're not messing around.
Well, good. Lucky them, jerks.
Lucky them.
We should let's put a link up. Well, we already did, so it's on our fishnerds.com for those links.
Yes, with our Facebook likes of 130. all right. So
wow.
That's about it.
That's it. Wow, how does that happen so fast? Yeah. You know, we'll get back in the swing of this. We have to practice.
We do need to practice. We got to get out, and I have to get out and do a little bit more fishing. I did a little micro fishing in Dudley Creek over in Brentwood, which was actually pretty interesting because I fished for a while, and I decided to just go down and sit by the bank, by the water, and just watch really carefully. And if you watch really carefully, there's fish all over the place.
Oh, they're crazy fun to watch.
Yeah. And, you know, I was catching tons of these little pumpkin seeds, and it was a lot of fun. I was there for creek chub suckers, though, and of course, no damn creek chub suckers. But anyway, it was very nice. There was a little farm stand there that was on the honor system. They sold cinnamon rolls for $2. It was awesome.
So did you give them a dollar and take one?
Yeah, screw them.
Yeah,
chump.
Now, are you going to do any fishing this week?
This week I am planning to do a little fishing. Yes.
Good. Good. For what?
Creek chub suckers.
I like your dedication.
One of the things I don't know is if I should go to another place or keep trying to figure out one place that I know has had them.
It's tough.
It is tough. I'm trying the latter. I'm trying to really get to know this little stream down by my house. I could get there really easy. So, and I've seen them. I've seen them down there. So
just can't get them.
Just cannot catch them.
I was planning on going camping in Lancaster this week.
Oh, nice.
And then that's where we have three species of fish we're hunting.
Right.
Four species of fish.
Right.
We have northern red-bellied dace.
Yep.
We have
fine-scale
dace, long-nosed sucker, and tessellated darters. All live in that one little region, and we know exactly where they live.
Yep. Go get them.
Oh, I can't. So I just finished talking to Kristen, my wife, about... Sorry, ladies, I'm married. Talking to Kristen about going out there and go some camping. And then she says, cool, let's go. And then just turns out my dad's visiting on Thursday.
Well, take him out there. He's good luck.
He is good. No.
he's not good
luck. He gave us 4 stars.
Oh, that's right. He's bad luck there. But he was responsible for our lake trout.
He did catch the lake trout. Maybe I will take him. Or maybe I'll take him to Silver Lake and we'll get the whitefish.
Do that. Do any of those.
Whitefish. I think whitefish hunting for him. He's long drives make him tired. He's getting old.
So. Make him sleepy.
He's tired. So whitefish hunting this week, I think, with him, if I can get away with it.
Nice. So
we'll see how that goes. And that's it, man.
That's it. I think we should probably wrap it up. Start the music.
Well, let's not start the music yet. One more thing.
Right.
First of all, if you haven't already done so, go to iTunes, find Fish Nerds, subscribe to this podcast, give us a 5-star rating. Don't do what Old Man Groves does and give us 4. 5 is the only right answer. Anything else, just don't bother. Just go home. Forget it. And make a little comment on there. Tell us what you think. Also, feel free to go to Facebook and just look for Fish Nerds on Facebook. And like our page, make some comments, share some pictures, and tell us what you're thinking. Ask us some questions. We're happy to interact with people. Dave's a little bit, you know, high.
I'm a curmudgeon.
He's definitely a curmudgeon, but I'll talk to you.
Actually, Mike posted a question. He saw some small fish. Did we ever get an answer to him? Did you see that where you saw some small fish in Winnipesaukee, I think?
Of course we answer. We answer all of our Facebook questions.
I think they were herring that were moving out.
They had to be herring, whatever you said.
Yes.
Double check that after this podcast. Make sure we answered
it. But anyway, anyone who's listening to this podcast has been cursed, by the way.
Yeah.
And you won't catch another fish until you convince 5 other people to like our Facebook.
Oh, I like your style. Yeah.
I know. It's an airplane, you know, airplane letter thing. But those are called airplane.
No.
What are they called?
Chain.
Chain. I guess, yeah, chain.
Chain, yeah. Dave, we are so terrible at this. All right. Next week, we'll do better. We promise.
We will. Start the music.
Don't give up on us.
Exactly. It'll get better.
Oh, boy.
So that's it. Oh, and we still don't have a sign-off.
No. So, hey, fishnerds.com. Bye. Are we done?
We're done. Did we give the phone number?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, we're done.